For the coronation of King Charles this weekend, some Brits are celebrating stateside with a full English tea. Lauren Gallup reports.
At Sweet Pea's Tea Room in Battleground, Washington, the Union Jack will fly proudly this weekend for the coronation. Sharon Harbeck is the owner of Sweet Pea's Tea Room.
I don't really know quite what the Americans are expecting, but we're just going to give them a truly British party.
Harbeck and her daughter, Chantelle, have run the British establishment in Battleground for 6 years. The mother-daughter duo plans to wake up early Saturday morning to watch the coronation on TV. Then they'll host an afternoon celebratory tea.
I think the biggest thing that Chantelle and I both have agreed on, we are contributing a little bit of Britain to celebrate our king.
Harbeck plans to make special recipes from the palace, including a quiche and celebratory desserts. She moved from England to the U.S. in 1988, and while she won't be back home for the festivities,
if I had my way, I'd be stood outside Westminster Abbey waving my flag and yelling.
That doesn't mean she won't be celebrating in Battleground.
We'll put on the party as we would have done if we were at home.
Tea guests can have their photo taken with the newly crowned king or in front of Buckingham Palace, thanks to a few props. However, not everyone feels jubilant about the coronation.
There's been a lot of mixed feelings about Charles being king.
Harbeck says she's received mixed reactions about the tea room celebration, but she says she is patriotic and wants to give Charles a chance, even while some disapprove. Many Canadians aren't that cracked up about the king. Dave Korzynski is the research director with the Angus Reid Institute in Vancouver, British Columbia.
We're in a situation in Canada right now where we're having this kind of malaise when it comes to the monarchy.
Recent polling by the Angus Reid Institute found that only 9% of Canadians say they were looking forward to the coronation. Some of that might be from a dislike of Charles. Prior to the Queen's death, she had a 63% favorability rating in Canada. Charles has 28%.
He's not a really sympathetic figure in Canada.
It could also be that Canadians want a systemic change. Korzynski says many Canadians, especially younger ones, want to see the country do away with its relationship to the crown. Canada is a constitutional monarchy. After polling his fellow Canadians, Korzynski says he feels it's his duty to watch.
So I'll definitely check it out a little bit, but it's probably going to go up against some basketball and hockey games.
Back at Sweet Pea's Tea Room, the coronation festivities also will get a hearty dose of some of America's favorite British exports. The day is sure to be a party, Harbeck says. Across the pond, I'm Lauren Gallup.